quite content to ignore and be ignored by the world of the big folk. Middle-earth being, after all, full of strange creatures beyond count, hobbits must seem of little importance.
Hobbits existed. Not only that, but scientists have confirmed that extinct human species existed at the same time as Homo sapiens. I can get that out, and we could have killed them. This is one for RN Drive's research filter to explain, and today it's Upali Devasekere, a science communicator, molecular biologist, and PhD candidate at Monash University. Upali, tell me your surname in the most accurate way possible.
Hi, Patricia. It's Devasekere.
And I'm one day going to get that right. I give you permission to say, call me Carvelous for the rest of your life. Do the real hobbits have anything in common with the hobbits we know from Lord of the Rings?
I think what they have in common is height, and that's pretty much it as far as we know. There is still some debate as to whether they're actually a separate species. We've got, I think, something like nine individuals have been found in one skull, so there's still some debate whether it's a very small human with a pathology or a separate species.
So where did the hobbits live and, like, what happened to them?
Well, so far we've only found, scientists rather, have only found a few specimens on one island in Indonesia, in one cave, and that's pretty much it. But what they've found recently is some tools as well as parts of the Homo floresiensis is what it's called because it's from the island of Flores.
Now scientists are thinking Homo sapiens actually killed them. Do they actually have real... Are you sure that they can prove that? Really?
Well, the existence of the species has two foundations. Firstly, local legends within the local community that small beings existed, basically, in the hills. And the second reason is, of course, that we found these specimens in caves. The idea that they might have actually become extinct as a result of humans is quite recent because what they found was initially they thought that modern humans and H. floresiensis existed at the same time. But what they found was that there are some tools that suggest that they existed about 40,000 years prior. And we know that modern humans passed through Indonesia something in the region of 40,000 years ago. And that's pretty much the oldest that we've got. So that perhaps suggests that Homo sapiens wasn't particularly kind to the hobbits, or it could be, well, we could try a more positive note.
That was diplomatic.
Well, we could have, we could have outcompeted the hobbits in terms of resources because we have a lot, much larger brain. The hobbits have a smaller brain. It's actually meant to be the size of a chimpanzee. So there's that reason, the possibility that we outcompeted them, and also the possibility that we could have bred with them. As well, or we might have brought diseases that they had no resistance to.
Okay, there's a few options there. Let's get to this one. A team at the University of New South Wales is reported to have made progress on human limb regrowth, which is pretty amazing. Like, I'm very excited about this. What have they come up with?
So what's happened is they've been looking for pluripotent stem cells. So these are basically cells that can form into whatever tissue that you want it to form into. And we want to have these cells available to us so that we can repair damaged tissues. That's the big dream, you know, to make new organs so that we don't have to have transplant, to repair broken spinal cords.
I'm very excited by this.
Yeah, and this is a really exciting discovery. And what scientists at the University of New South Wales have found is that if they use a substance called 5-azacitidine, which is actually used in some leukemia treatments, and if they combine that with a growth factor, they can actually produce cells that are pretty close to pluripotent. And the main problem with a lot of stem cells, which includes embryonic stem cells, which are quite controversial, but the main thing with stem cells is they're not differentiated, whereas everything in our body has differentiated cells. And when you use embryonic stem cells, sometimes you actually end up with tumours. So to avoid that, we want to be able to have cells that don't form tumours, and this new process seems to produce that kind of cell.
So this is extremely significant if it works.
It's extremely significant. And these are really, really preliminary results, but they're also, you know, very, very, it's a lot of intensive work to get to this point. They're actually going to start testing some more of these cells in mice, and they're hoping to go into human trials in late 2017.
That's incredibly soon.
It's spectacular.
Like next year.
Yeah.
That's how soon, right?
That's dependent, of course, on the initial mouse trials and to see if we do actually end up with humours.
Wow. Okay, I'm excited about that. You are too.
I'm very excited. Okay, I'm sitting here with a paper thinking, I really want to try this.
Same here. I just think it's incredible. Okay, that's amazing. We didn't even get to this next study, and I'm very excited about this exercise coming from the womb. We're going to post something on our website. I just think that's incredible too, but I've run out of time because I got too excited about the other study. Upali, thank you.
Thank you, Patricia.
Upali Divisekere, a science communicator and molecular biologist at the Monash University, and our research filter today.